All right, let's find out what Jeff's got for us this morning. Morning, Jeff.
And a very good morning. A beautiful day predicted today. 21 degrees, a light southerly wind. Sunrise at 6:30 on the dot. Sunset at 6:45 this evening. The Peninsula Ramblers hike today. It's a big one. Père de Kopp Trail and Mont Rochelle in Franschhoek meeting at 8 o'clock. The Mont Rochelle Nature Reserve parking above Franschhoek. There's a 50 Rand fee for permits for this private reserve. And you can use SnapScan or Zapper, as well as cash, obviously. There's no card facilities, though, or you can buy in advance from web tickets. But it's a spectacular hike, some great views from Wemyssouk Valley and the surrounding cliffs before reaching Père de Kopp. It's 1,575 meters above sea level, the highest point, in fact, in the Mont Rochelle Nature Reserve. On a clear day, Table Mountain can be seen from the summit. There's also a fairly short but very steep descent on steps and ascent of the De Toys River Gorge. Bad weather will cancel, but at this stage, as I said, the weather is looking great. It's about 7 hours. It's about 14 kilometers. It is going to be super strenuous. And as always, I recommend you go to peninsularamblers.org.za to look in advance. The trail running fraternity in the Western Cape will be getting excited. Some of the trail runners are busy taking part at the moment in the Oyster Catcher Trail Run, which is happening on the Garden Route. But the Otter African Trail Run, they have announced that John Collins, the brother of the former race director, Mark Collins, will be taking over the reins as race director for this year's event. So John is going to be the man who's going to be in charge. He's the original conceiver of the concept of the trail run along the world-renowned Otter Hiking Trail. And in fact, John was a previous winner, and it was his dream that it could become a global benchmark in terms of a distance trail marathon race. And so John's going to be running it this year, and I'm sure that everybody, all the Western Cape trail runners, are looking very forward to getting back onto the Otter Trail. Looking at another issue with regard to the problem of bark stripping. There's a lot of reaction from people about problems in the Newlands Forest, and the Friends of Newlands Forest are now putting together a WhatsApp group that will be used to facilitate regular actions in terms of the forest, with the main focus being on prevention of and identification and treatment of bark stripped trees, as well as cleaning up of litter, clearing of invasive species, especially the aggressive invasives, and obviously the trail repair and maintenance as well. There will also be fundraising efforts. But if you're interested in getting involved, please send an email to newlandsforestaction@gmail.com. That address again, newlandsforestaction@gmail.com, and you can give them all the particulars, or you can just go and have a look on Facebook at the Newlands Forest Conservation Group and see if you can lend a hand. That's it from me for this morning. Lots of excitement coming up. This time next week, I will be preparing to make a departure for the Northern Cape and through to Mozambique from there for a release of some cheetah. So hopefully we'll be telling you more about that next weekend. But apart from that, have yourselves a great weekend. Enjoy your Sunday, and I look forward to chatting again next week.